السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ونحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اهله واصحابه اجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين: يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام إن الله كان عليكم ركيبا. In the name of Allah, the merciful and the most merciful, bestower of mercy, truly praise us, truly for Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help, we seek His forgiveness, we put our trust in Him, and we seek refuge and honor from the evil of ourselves and our wrong actions. And whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever He leads astray, there is no one to guide Him. Could you just move the flank if another man comes? Farida. Farida. Yeah, so another man comes, doesn't walk between women. Thank you. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. Allah, please, praise be to Him Most High, said in His clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save that you are as Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you for oneself, and from it its mate, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wounds for which you have come. Truly, Allah is a watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillahi wa ladhi ja'ala yawma najumati sayyidir ayyami wa na'budu wa nasta'inu wa la iha wa huwa al-ladhi qarad rasalat al-jumati bil qawli Allah. Praise be to Allah who made the day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship, we do not seek aid other than from Him who has made this congregational worship obligatory for us. As witnessed in the saying of the Most High, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmi al-jum'ati fasallu dhikri lillahi. O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call of Salah on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah the hearts find their rest. Assalamu alaikum. Allah Most High says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, at the end of it, just at the end of this ayat 235, he says, "Wallamu ana illa lahi ghafurun haleem." Well, let's go before that. He says, "Wallamu ana lillahi yalamu fi anfusikum fadhahu." Wallamu ana lillahi ghafurun haleem. You know that Allah knows what is within yourselves, so beware, and know that Allah is ever forgiving and forbearing. And also in Surah Baqarah, he says, "Waqatilu fi sabilillahi wallamu ana lillahi wasamiun aleem." And fight in the way of Allah, and know that Allah is hearing and knowing. In this divine presence of Allah, and this understanding and belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is involved in our life, not from as a distant God sitting on high, as we've said so many countless times, but that there is a perception and a discernment in Allah. There is a basira, that comes from Allah to human beings, and there is other sight, and there is a discernment, an evaluation, and a seeing clearly of our actions, and then from that comes a weighing of activities, which in a sense one can look at as being a way of filtering and discerning levels of commitment and sincerity in people. Allah says in Surah Al-Tahrim, in Ayat, Surah 66 and Ayat 8, He gives us guidance. How do you achieve? What do you do to achieve goodness in the sight of Allah? Not just the fear that Allah is watching and gonna, you know, come down on your head some way if you do something bad, but rather how do you raise yourself up in your own sight and in the sight of Allah? He says, Ya yuladina amanu tubu lillahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbakum ana yukafira ankum sayatikum wa yuda tilakum janatin tajri min tatihal anharu yawm la yukhsi lillahi nabiyya waladina amanu maha miruhum yasa bayna adihim wa bi aymanahim yakuluna rabbana atmim lana nurana wa zafirana إِنَّكَ لَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. It says, oh, you faithful believers. Who else is going to want to? Right? An unfaithful believer? A faithful unbeliever? What? Who else? Turn to Allah in sincere repentance. Step number one, tawbah. It may be that your Lord will cover up your faults and bring you into the garden beneath which rivers flow. Okay? Upon that day, Allah shall not abase the Prophet and those who faithfully believe in him, the Prophet. Their light shall run before them, and on their right hands they will say, O our Lord, perfect our light for us and forgive us, through you are the power of all things. It's this understanding that by certain actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers the fault of others. And today I'd like to try to impress again upon ourselves the importance of achieving that state and that place of grace, if you will, ni'mah of Allah. The importance of achieving that makan, that place of muraqabah. We know that muraqabah, at the root of it, is that Allah is watching over us. And we are very familiar with statements like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your mind, so fear him. And as I just read, or what I've just read, and then, wa anta ala kulli shayin shaheed, Allah is the watcher over all things, and he is with you wherever you are. Many similar verses throughout the Quran. And we know, as we've been studying a lot in the last, I don't know, 5-6 months, that the depth of what is revealed in the Hadith Jibreel, who asked the Prophet about Ihsan, goodness and excellence, he replied, as you know, Ihsan is to worship others though you see him, but since we do not see him, we should know that he sees us at all times or is present at all times. And without quoting that hadith over the last 6 months very much, I've been talking really about the hadith in many ways. And the meaning of this hadith, over many, many hours before that, we've talked about. And in its essence, this hadith is about raqibah, about muraqabah. In its essence, muraqabah is a very interesting word because it implies many things. It implies not just meditation, as we used to use it as a sort of catch-all phrase, a word for meditation, but it implies that a seeker has to endure many things. A servant, like a servant, endures many requests from the master. And the knowledge and the conviction is developed in the heart of a true believer of a seeker, as referred to in these ayat that I quoted, requires a kind of perseverance and endurance. And there's also implied in it a certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present, watching over us, and as we've been talking most recently, internally, part of us. And this means that on the level of the, and I say part of us, I don't mean Allah is contained within, you know, us, but rather that, but Allah Himself says, where do you find me? I find me in the heart of the believer. And that means that on the level of the physical body and on the level of the most sublime spiritual level, beyond the physical level, we are in that divine presence. And to be aware of that is the process that comes through Muraqabah. So a goal, or perhaps the goal of a true seeker, is reducible to having this knowledge and having a level of certainty at all times that you're in the divine presence. And being in that divine presence, Allah tells us He will see through our eyes and walk through our hands and walk through our feet. And so how you measure that is by your own knowledge of your own perceptions and your faith in your own perception. If you not only have the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over you, as a watcher over you, as we said, but you also have a certainty that Allah is watching over you internally, keeping things in balance, keeping you alive, keeping you directed, keeping each one of us focused. Who is directing our niyyah? Who's directing our intention? Why is our intention a spiritual intention, not just a material intention? The fruit of the knowledge of the servant, of the slave, of the abd, is that Allah is watching, or overseeing, or hearing, or witnessing. Just like if you were standing next to me and I'm, if you're standing next to me and I'm having a conversation with someone, you're present, you're watching, you're hearing me, right? And probably in your mind you're evaluating what I'm saying, especially if I'm talking about you. You're observing my actions, my attitude, my deeds. And you're hearing about my perceptions through my own words, the present. And from this there come fruits. Junayah said, the one firm in Muraqabah fears the waste of even a moment for other than his Lord. And Zunun, radiallahu anhu, the great Egyptian mystic, said, the sign of Muraqabah is to favor what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down of the revelation, to glorify what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has glorified, to dislike what Allah has disliked. And Ibrahim al-Khawas said, Muraqabah is the sincerity of both the internal and the external to Allah. So the implication here is also that internally Allah is present. And what I mean by internally, do we mean secretly? Yes, in the form of what we understand of seer. Physically, internally? Well, Allah says, you find me in the heart of the believer, and as described in other places, the heart is this piece of flesh within the body. But internally, there's something else that happens, and it's a dialogue that goes on between ourself and Allah. But the dialogue between ourself and Allah also goes on physically. There's a dialogue that we imply that goes on between the one who keeps us alive, keeps the ruh in our body, and our organs, even. There's a dialogue going on between our heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between the systems of our body and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know that you put a plug in the wall here, and the electricity is going to flow, and the light's going to come on, you can say, metaphorically, there's a dialogue between the mains and the light. There's a flow. And so in the same way, we're plugged in a sense, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a dialogue going on. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present in our life. And so, the heart, in that sense, then speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And then Allah does, la ilaha illallah, or whatever. But in our mind, things. Behind all of our words, behind all of our thoughts, is this, ba-boom, ba-boom. In the case of some people's hearts here, and then you have to take cactus, grind the floor. And the vowels are going against that. You do this, right? You guys do this. Come on. Keep on. And you girls go. And then there are words going on. Say, "Yo, man, it's a beautiful day out today. Hey, Hamid, how you doing? What's going on?" You know? Okay. Stop. So you got the heart, you know, you got the beat of the heart, that's the rhythm, and you got the vowels going. Right? And all that is allowing us to say, "Hey, what's going on?" Or tell a joke or whatever. So Allah keeps telling us, keep your mind focused on me. Keep your attention on your heart. Remember your heart. Pay attention to your heart. And then, go deeper into it. Mind apne khab ko zar pa ki taraf mutawajjih karta hoon. Aapki mohabbat kafa is meri khab mein aaye. Or pesar afaq, or pesar rahmat. So many dialogues going on. Let's do that again. Okay, cue it in. Now, let's do that. Go, ba-boom. Half of you go, shh. And the rest of you go, so now you got the valve and you got the blood over here now, is there? Okay. Blood. Now there were some people not participating. And metaphorically, you died. So right there you got rhythm, and you have rhythm going on, right? And then you have the valves going, the mechanical part, and you got the blood flowing, which is going to be renewed all the time. All these dialogues are just going on just in your heart. We could go into the stomach analogy. Like that, we could do the stomach analogy. And within those dialogues, there are other things going on. You know, there's the cells are communicating with each other. You know, there are the T cells, there are the ABC cells. No, there are the T cells. They're going on with the other. There are cells that are dying, cells that are being born. While you're still alive, there's life and death going on inside of us, right? Going on inside of us, and there are things being sloughed off. I mean, you know, you're gonna sweep up this room and check the DNA of everything in this room, and all the people sat here and everything. Whoa, man! Crowds of people here. We found some. There's some Minnesotan DNA, and we've got some part Lebanese DNA, and we've got some Arab DNA, some Iranian DNA in here, all kinds of stuff here. Allah's present in all this. And the impulse of Allah's will is present so that one becomes alive and one becomes transformed, and this part of myself is uplifted, just like some cell becomes a liver and a kidney and a heart cell and skin cells and brain cells. So all this internal communication going on. This is a muraqabah. You pay attention to it. Things that are going on unheard by our ears. Unheard by our ears. And Allah made us in such a way that we would go crazy if we could hear all the stuff going on inside of us. So we have this, you know, R65, what do you call it? Insulation or whatever it is, R250 insulation. And we'd go crazy if we heard her. We could just walk around all day hearing our heartbeat. You know, right? I mean, people, you know, somebody came to me the other day and said, I have ringing in my ears. I have ringing in my ears all the time. The problem is I wish we were playing an interesting song. But you go crazy if you hear the things going on in your body. Go nuts. So Allah makes this whole thing up and then says, now how am I going to keep them from going crazy? But sometimes we have to hear it, so we amplify it through a stethoscope, where we have to see what's going on, so we have a sonogram. Or we want to see in deeper, we have a PET scan or an MRI or whatever. And then we can see the actual communications taking place. And then you can see the neurons firing in the brain, maybe, or you can see the muscles contracting and measure the electrical impulses. All this communication going on. This is Allah speaking to us through us. This is a miraculous. And externally, of course, our job is to take this whole being of all these systems and processes and then focus it on something. Now hopefully what we focus on is a reflection of the Creator in our work, like we work all over the world, in our service to one another, in our community, in our love for one another. This is Islam in its essence. And as we refine our external communication through our consciousness and through our irada, our will, we also realize there are certain things that are involuntary. Just like our body has involuntary systems, there are things that a refined heart does involuntarily. It loves automatically. It is compassionate automatically. It's like Dr. Hammerstein said, you have to be taught to hate. Love comes naturally. Just like in prayer, we have things that are voluntary and we have things that are preferred, and then there are things that are required of us. And there are things that are inside of our body that are basically involuntarily, but some things are affected also by our niyyah, because there's a bridge between the two. If our niyyah is good, and we choose to eat well and to act well and to have a good attitude toward things and not be obsessive compulsive and everything, well, that helps our physical body. If our niyyah is to be serviceful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in that category of those who are in resonance with service and love. And externally, what we choose to say, how we choose to say it, who we choose to say it to, how we speak to each other, our friends, how we speak to our mother, our father, our brothers, our sisters, what we choose to say, how we see, what we choose to hear, how we choose to respond, these are all voluntary possible potentials within us to uplift our soul and to be in that divine presence. It's been said that the best that man can cling to on this road to Allah is muhasabah. The reckoning of oneself, asking ourselves, measuring ourselves. If our muraqabah and governing, we have our muraqabah, we have governing our conduct with knowledge, then we are going to be of those who are witnessing, seeing, mushahada, seeing Allah. And the people of true knowledge have all agreed that having maraqabah for Allah in one's hidden thoughts, in khafi, in akfa, in the most hidden thoughts is a means to manifest it in our deeds and in our external behavior. That's to say that when when in our most hidden place, our Nia is our goodness, is Hesen. And our observing of Allah is so deep inside of us that it affects our internal actions, external actions, automatically. Well, it's been said that whoever has muraqabah for Allah in secret and internally, Allah will preserve him in his actions and in his behavior, both internally and externally. One of the finest definitions, perhaps, of muraqabah is this one. Muraqabah of Allah is being on the way to Him at all times with an overwhelming glorification, inciting nearness, and urging joy. Muraqabah of Allah is being on the way to Him, that is awareness of that divine presence, at all times with overwhelming glorification. Subhanallah. Inciting nearness and urging joy. This overwhelming glorification is to have the heart filled with that sense of glorification. Praise. This is a beautiful flower arrangement that Rabia made for my birthday. They're sitting in our home now. One of them, maybe, is that one? I don't know. That's not one of them, but they're in our home. Beautiful, beautiful, you know? Just, fill the room up. Come from this place, no. And this state makes the abd less concerned with glorifying himself or less concerned with glorifying another human being and attribute to a human being these only divine qualities other than Allah and saying that what I am seeing that is good is Allah. So a servant, an abd, should always have this state, especially when in remembrance, and to begin with, Allah provides with us with a kind of intimacy of love. And if these are not associated with glorifying Allah, then they take us out of our limits of our service. And when they are glorifying Allah, we're sitting and we're making dhikr, we're praising Allah, and we're looking at His creation, and we're thinking of ourselves and how we are internally and externally in that rhythm, in that aware. And if we don't associate our looking with glorifying Allah, then we cease being humble, and we cease being attentive, and we cease being inclusive, and we cease being grateful. And that love begins in childhood. We raise our children, we say, you know, I love you. And they reply, I love you. Later on they say, I love you. But when they're children, they say, I love you. And then they get put, you know, they're running out the door. Love you too. Love you too, Mom. Love you too, Dad. Later on they get into the habit of saying, I love you. Love you. Love you. I love you. Love you too. Love you. Love you. There's no doubt that it's love. But it's not hooked onto anything very strongly until the child realizes how important that love is. That love is what has sustained them, that has served them, that has uplifted them. That's the love coming from them that encourages the parent and the parent to do even more and give even more. And you know, we say, you know, so, you know, if you come to our home, you'll hear, you know, Grandma or Mr. Finishing Korbani Shema, you know. You know, it's like you're talking about the Korbani Shema Aziza, I sacrifice myself. You know what? Sacrifice for you. Or you say that, you don't just say, I love you. It's more than that. It expresses a real feeling, a truth. A parent sacrifices for their child, right? I'm your sacrifice. I'm your sacrifice. I'm your korban. And there's only time, one day, when he sort of dawns on you. You know. And when you say, you know, we greet our children and we say, you know, how are you? How was school today? Okay, fine. What'd you do? Well, no. Like that. And then one day it dawns on you that it is not just to make conversation, but to realize that we are inextricably linked in each other's lives. And what it means is this is another way of expressing love. And it's a way of glorifying that love. You don't want to separate yourself from that. So when you say, I love you too, bye, you know, it loses its meaning. And this glorification of that love is glorifying of who? Of Allah. Allah is Al-Wadud. And you're saying, look at the story of Sidna Ibrahim. The story in that we just went over in Eid. It's also a story, it's not just a story of sacrifice, it's a story of sacrifice with love. Who would make that sacrifice? It wouldn't be a sacrifice if it wasn't with love. It would just be killing somebody. This glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means you keep walking. We say idiomatically, walking toward Allah. Constantly walking toward Allah means you're watching your steps. We say in the Naqshbandi, watching your steps. Moving always step by step toward that glorification, toward that divine presence. Of course, Allah is present everywhere, but you direct your steps not in distraction, but in attraction. Keeping Allah present in your heart is keeping love in your heart. If you love your children, you love your parents, you love your brothers and sisters, you love your beloved, then you're keeping, to realize you're keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And then glorifying Allah, being overwhelmed with that glorification, is to be concerned not just with yourself, but with others and other things around us. So we say, subhanallah, subhanallah. We had a great gathering for the Eid. No, I said to somebody on the phone, we had a great gathering on the Eid. I think it was perfect. So, subhanallah. But you can say, well, you just say subhanallah, statement later. But you really mean it. It's a glorification of Allah. And that closeness, that feeling closeness, makes us glorify Allah in a way that makes us not to pay attention to that presence in everything. So when you're just praising and there's no attention to Allah, then you can become distracted. So you see, all of this that I've said today, all that according to the Quran, is to urge us to be conscious and to have joy and happiness in our relationships. And to mind those relationships for the joy and the happiness that are in them. Many of us who are not children run out the door saying, bye, love you too, or see you later. You won't feel me later, understand me later, love me later, but you may see me later. Oh, there's so-and-so over there. Take that moment and to sincerely feel that there's a meaningfulness in that relationship. I guess that the main point in all this is when you sit and you make muraqabah, when you are walking in a state of attentiveness, when you make muhasabah and you look at your own self and evaluate your own self, when you are allow yourself to witness what is before you. Not only is this meditation, but it's glorification. and you feel a happiness and a contentment with that that can't be felt anywhere else. So, we understand that Maraqaba is not just a technique, not just, you know, grabbing a child when it comes to the door, kissing and saying, you know, Azizan Qurbani tu, you know, I love you, you know, I sacrifice for you, you know, and kissing and hugging that child. Would you call that a technique? Or is it love? If you do it with love, it's not a technique, is it? Well, see, all the kids coming home tonight, I'm going to use the Qurbani tu. I'm using Azizan Qurbani tu technique. What will I get from that? And if we do it with our heart and our soul, and our children return it to us, it will be from generation to generation to generation passed on. Generation to generation to generation. It's not just the hugging and the kissing that's passed on. Not just the words that are passed on, but the sincerity that's passed on. And Allah is present where those glorify Him. Remember me and I will remember you. That's what Allah says. Remember me and I will remember you. And the feeling of security and safety that comes along with that, then you're a Muslim. That's Taslim. And the feeling of love that comes along with that is the greatest protection. And the greatest love that there can be. So inshallah, we remember this. You know, we remember this. I quoted you from Farsi today, because I'm getting some points for doing that, but I'm quoting you in Farsi today, but I don't mean to denigrate English at all either. You can say, how are you, my darling? How are you, my sweetheart, my dearest, my love? How is school today? How is school today, my darling? My dear. You should hear how grandma speaks. Even if you don't understand Farsi, you can hear how grandma speaks. I wish she was here then. You know, we don't say, get up in the morning and say, oh, yes, Sama, I'm sacrificing myself for you today. You know, oh, my Serene, my dearest, my darling, I love you. You know, I'm your sacrifice. Oh, my darling, my dear, my honey, my love. Those are good words. That's why I say, you hear me say sweetheart and honey a lot. Because the heart should be sweet. You know? Honey is a sal, beautiful. You know? Say these words. Say them. They'll have an effect either today or tomorrow or the day after. You know? You went over the heart of somebody by good words. Remind them of your love by good words. Sometimes people say, oh, hello, people, how are you? Don't sweetheart me. Don't sweetheart me. What do you want? You feel guilty about something? Everybody has a desire to be a psychiatrist. Doesn't matter. Those words will stick like honey on your fingers. And you know when you have honey on your fingers? How many of you run immediately to the soap and water and how many go lick your finger? Huh? Which hand? Oh, which one? How many of you run and wash off your hand? You lick your finger, right? You do? You don't lick your finger? Ah. I mean your left hand, I mean your right hand. We lick our fingers. I know. The Easterners don't know. We do. All right, I'll change it. How many of you, when you have honey on the spoon, lift on the spoon? Lift the spoon. Or do you run and wash the spoon off? So this honey is in your work, right? All this is miraculous. This is all miraculous. Essentially, semantically in Arabic, and actually in your heart. Well, Sukkot asks for you the best of aiding, and Hukkot asks for you the best of opening, and forgive us for you the best of forgiving. Have mercy upon us because you are merciful, and provide for us because you are the best of providers and guide us. Deliver us from the hands of oppressors. Grant us a fair wind in accord with your knowledge. Waft it upon us by the treasure of your mercy, and transport us by it on the conveyance of your generosity with peace and well-being in our spiritual life, in our worldly life, and in the final life. Truly you have power over all things. Allahumma. فسيرنا أمورنا وراحته وقلوبنا وعبادتنا وسلامة وعافيتي في دننا ودننا ونسألك إيمانا دائما ونسألك قلبا خاشيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا قائما ونسألك عافية من كل البلايا ونسألك تاما وعافيتي ونافيتي ونسألك دعوة وعافية ونسألك شكرا على العافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, make the order easy for us and serenity in our hearts and our bodies, and peace and well-being in our worldly lives and spiritual lives, and we beseech you for faith that is everlasting, and we beseech you for a submissive heart, and we beseech you for knowledge that is beneficial, and we beseech you for a certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and we beseech you for well-being free from every affliction, and we beseech you for complete well-being, and we beseech you for continual well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for that well-being. Allahumma. واصفر وجهنا ونوري صفاتك وأهدافنا وبشرنا يوم القيامة بين أوليائك وجعل وجهاتك مبسوطة علينا وعلى أهلنا ومنعنا من رحمتك وكن لنا صاحبا في سفرنا وكلفة في أهلنا واغمس على وجهه أيدنا وامسكهم على مكاناتهم فلا يستطيعون المضي ولا مجيء علينا. Yani Mala Mujib. Yani Mala Mujib. Yani Mala Mujib. O Allah, make our faces shine with the light of your attributes, and make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among the friends of yours, and make your hand be spread open upon us, upon our families, upon our children, and those who are with us by your mercy. Be our companion in our travels and guardian in our family, and efface the faces of our enemies, and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder. Ola, Abdinaka's mother is in her final days, perhaps, in her life. And she's lived, you've given her 92 years, and children and grandchildren. We ask you, Ola, to bring her to a place of peace finally in her life, and a peace of rest and openness and appreciation, Ola, for the life that you've given her. And those who are in our community who are ill, we ask you for healing. And for those who are oppressed in the world, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray that you lift the bondage and lift them from their bondage and their oppression. Make the leaders just, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make their hearts filled with love and mercy, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise our nation once again, but in humility, to be leaders in tolerance and patience and understanding, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Silence those who have bigotry and prejudice, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and place fear in our hearts of your retribution, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are not open in their own hearts and patient. Amen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi jami'il anbiya wa mursalin wa ala ma'rifati muqarribin wa awliya'illah salihin wa mujahidin fi sabilillah bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-mubin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارزق وسائرات الخلفاء الراشدين على أبي بكر وسائر الصديق والمرء الفاخر فرقه والعثمان والنورين وسيدنا على الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه وارزق اللهم أنا سيدنا حسن وسيدنا حسين وأن أمهما سيادتي فاطمة والزهرة وعلى أهل وبيت الكرام وأن أزواج نبياتك وطهراتي وأمهاتي المؤمنين وأن صحباتي الصالحين وتابعين وتابعين وعبادي لله المخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين يوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر كاملا وأقم الصلاة.